In association with NintendoWorldReport.com, you are listening to the E3 Homecast Show, a production of, I suppose, the NWR Newscast. Perhaps.
Sure.
What's left of it?
It's a podcast about Nintendo and Nintendo things.
Yep. Indeed it is, Mike. And you might be wondering where the regular newscast folks are. Well, we've got one of them here. We got one guy.
Hell yeah.
And that guy is Zach Miller.
I'm back, baby.
Exactly. But before the show, Neil came to me and he said, Carl, I need someone to steer this shit, man.
Well, we're getting the band back together.
We're getting the band back together. We're on a mission from God. And to fulfill that mission, he had to get me and Mr. Mike Sklenz back. RFN co-founder Mike Sklenz.
That's me.
And I'm that other guy. And so let's go ahead and talk about the news of the day, gentlemen. And the news of the day is E3 2011, the Nintendo press conference was today, and I heard they made a little announcement. Have you guys heard about this? It's pretty obscure.
Yeah, my video games, let me show you them.
Indeed. But let's get through like the little stuff first. And one of the first things they showed at the press conference today was some new footage on Zelda Skyward Sword.
Yep.
Now, speaking as someone who was not that excited for Skyward Sword, I'm a little bit more excited now for Skyward Sword.
I'm pretty stoked for it at this point. It looks like the perfect blend, art style-wise, of Twilight Princess and Wind Waker.
Yeah, the art style does look very nice. It looks finally looks defined.
Yeah.
Yes.
It does not, it and also, really... it somehow amazingly does not look like a Wii game. It looks way better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does. And you're riding shoe bills, so there's that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, last E3, it looked really bland, and of course, I mean, that demo was blah.
It wasn't focused at all.
Not at all. And this year, it looked really tight. I mean, I think they actually said they're done with the game.
Yeah, they said they're probably just putting finishing touches on it at this point.
I wouldn't be surprised
localizing
if
they
were, it. I'm actually really surprised they didn't give a firm release date.
I feel like people were talking about that, about a lot of the things in the show today. And I feel like, at least from what I remember in E3, at all those press conferences, Nintendo is the group that never, ever gives the date out in the conference. It's just in the press booklet later.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if it is this year. Obviously, I don't have a press booklet. But
Nintendo's that company where you don't know what they're releasing until they release their like quarterly release schedule.
You don't know ExciteBots is coming out till 2 weeks before it does.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's just their style, man. But... yeah, it looked really well defined this year. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if the Japanese version of the game is done and they're just doing the English translation.
Yeah.
It looked really, really solid. And as someone who was, I liked Twilight Princess, but I was really just like tired of the whole series in general by the end.
Yeah.
I'm a little excited now. I've got a little bit of that Zelda magic back.
Well, it feels like it's been a really long time. I mean, it has.
It's been
5 years since the last Zelda, so it feels like we need another Zelda at this point. So, as someone who once called for the end of the Zelda franchise, I will happily eat my humble pie and hopefully enjoy this game.
You know, it'd be hard not to be excited about this Zelda game when they intro it with a damned orchestra.
Yeah, I mean, what was that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Even though, I don't know, I was watching on G4 and... for like the first 10 or so minutes of the conference, the audio quality wasn't great. It sounded kind of distant, so I couldn't like the. I'm sure they sounded better in the hall, except for when they screwed up that item get sound.
Yeah,
and Miyamoto was like, "Play it again, get it right."
I was watching the game trailers feed, and that one sounded pretty fun. I didn't have any trouble with it. Yeah, although I tweeted out every time Miyamoto said item get.
Yeah, item get to.
That was fantastic. But yeah, so I think it's fair to say that we're all equally cautiously optimistic about Zelda.
I'm not cautiously optimistic. I'm just optimistic about it. You know it's going to be good.
It's going to be
I don't think there's a possible way that it could be worse than Twilight Princess, and Twilight Princess was still very damn good.
I didn't like it.
I mean, it's one of my lesser Zelda games, but at the end of the day, it's still a good game.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'll tell you when I was like sold on this trailer, when someone was wearing like clothing or something that had the calligraphy in the style of Wind Waker.
Yeah, and that I was Link.
Like, ooh, was it him? Who was he wearing the?
He was wearing a white shirt with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and Wind Waker is my favorite Zelda game.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny when you think back on it. Like they showed that GameCube Zelda tech demo, and everyone was like, "This looks great." And then they announced Wind Waker, and everyone was like, "This is stupid." But then it turned out to be like one of the best Zelda games. And then Twilight Princess came out, and everyone's like, "But why'd you change it?" Well, because you all said the last one looked stupid.
No, Shane Bettenhausen described Twilight Princess the best way I've ever heard it explained, which is that Twilight Princess is a hate fuck for the fans.
Yeah, it's the closest Zelda will ever get to like Dude Bro.
Exactly.
Even though, to be fair, that new trailer for the system which shall not be named, that looked pretty decent, but apparently that may or not even
that,
be
that,
real.
That all looks like a CG movie to me.
I'm chalking that up as the equivalent of the GameCube Zelda tech demo.
Yeah. Oh,
in other words,
World
we will
video?
Probably
yeah.
never see it.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll all probably right, well, be cel-shaded by the time it comes out.
Let's move on into...
I wanted to mention one more thing about the Zelda thing.
Okay.
Gold Wiimote Plus.
Oh, hells to the fucking yeah.
That thing is sweet. I don't own a Wii Motion Plus. I've like not touched my Wii in like 2 years or something. So whenever the Wii Motion Plus came out, I was pretty much done with playing Wii games. The only thing I played was, at one point I played Metroid Other M, which I loved. But other than that, I hadn't played.
Really? You loved Metroid? Oh, man.
I thought it was good. I mean, it's not the greatest Metroid game, but I still thought it was really good. But I don't own a Wii Motion Plus. I'm going to need one to play Zelda. And now I'm going to get a fancy gold one.
Yeah, it's going to be a Wii Remote Plus, right? Not a Wii Motion.
Yeah, it's not going to be an add-on. It's going to be the whole Remote Plus and shiny gold.
Right. And is it going to become bundled with the game?
They didn't specifically say, but it seems like why
wouldn't
it?
It
seems like a no-brainer. Like, that's totally Nintendo style.
Yeah, and I'm sure it'll be like Carl and I were talking about it before the show. I'm sure it'll be around like $80. You get the game and the remote.
Yeah.
That's great for me. Better than buying them separately.
Exactly. But so let's move on.
But better is if it looked if it's nice shiny gold. But what if it looked like the hilt of the Master Sword?
And dude,
if it even had the little like you know the actual hilt on the top of it, that would be totally awesome.
That would be amazing. There's a lot of other Zelda stuff they announced though.
Yeah. Let's get into
that.
They
basically it's the 25th anniversary of Zelda coming up, so they basically said we are having a. Zelda game come out on every console. So they put out Four Swords on DSiWare, I believe, right?
They said that's coming in like September or something, and it's going to be free.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
But it's cool.
It's going to be the Game Boy Advance Four Swords. I assume it's not going to be online.
Yeah, unfortunately, probably not, knowing Nintendo. But if it is, that would be totally amazing.
I wouldn't guess.
Because Carl, you've never played a Four Swords game, right?
I never played any of the Four Swords.
If you've got the people
so.
To play them with, they are insanely fun.
Yeah, the Super not Super Nintendo, the GameCube one is amazing.
Yeah, it's so good. But of course, you know, you got to have all those friends and all those Game Boys and all those wires.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never got around to
they'll,
that.
They'll just remake it for the next system.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And and this is the part that like, you know, I am interested in this and would like to subscribe to your newsletter, is the release of Link's Awakening DX on the eShop.
Today.
Yeah, you can go get it right now.
For $6 American.
People, if you never played Link's Awakening DX, it's the second best Zelda game.
It's the best handheld Zelda game.
Yeah, Miyamoto, yes. I mean, I like that. I didn't realize this, but apparently Miyamoto thinks it's the most creative Zelda game.
I wouldn't disagree with that.
I wouldn't disagree with that.
Yeah, it's really great. I didn't beat it, but I did play the DX version of it.
It reminds it actually has a lot in common with Wind Waker.
Yeah, it does.
In that they're both major departures from the story anyway, as far from a story standpoint, and they have a very similar like there's almost like a melancholy tone to both of them.
Oh yeah, especially Link to the Past. I mean, Link's Awakening.
Majora's Mask is in that group too. Like that is probably the most ominous of all the Zelda games.
Wait, now definitely. I have to, because you brought up that game, I have to be James and say something about stalking people.
All right.
You do a lot of that.
But Link's Awakening DX, like, for those of you listening, if you haven't played it, like, get it.
Go get it.
Like, it's a no-brainer.
I may get it eventually.
I mean, I've got it. I've got it on cartridge, but I might get it again just to have it on my 3DS.
Yeah, for $6. Yeah.
I mean, I played the original Game Boy version. I never played the DX version, but I've heard the DX version is even better.
Oh, it is,
dude. It's got an extra dungeon too.
And it's got a little photography mini game where you go around and find photos of. Well, a little mouse takes pictures of Link.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, it was a fantastic game when I played it, and I can't wait to go through it again. It's such a good game.
And then we got Ocarina coming out for 3DS in like a week.
Ocarina,
I'm actually going to get that. I didn't think I would, but I've got so much credit now that I might as well do it.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Like, I had like $40 Amazon gift certificate, and yesterday, after watching the Sony conference, I was like, you know what? I think I do need to buy Infamous 2, and it's out tomorrow, because I really liked the first one, so I bought it, and it just showed up today. But now I'm like, man, I could have spent that $40 in Amazon credit and gotten Ocarina for free.
Well, yeah, like my boss gave everyone at work $50 Amazon gift cards.
Wow.
And
nice. I want to work
and
with
so
you.
I'm like,
yeah.
I am a very fortunate employee. I have a great job. But I'm thinking I was going to buy some like programming books, and that's what I do at work. But I was like, maybe I'll get Ocarina of Time instead.
Buy the programming books on Kindle. I'm sure they're cheap.
Oh, yeah, they are actually pretty cheap on Kindle. But yeah, so I was also not going to buy Ocarina, but now I might because I haven't played it in a while, and I've heard they've actually changed a few things up.
Yeah, it looks a lot better.
Yeah, I mean,
it does look a lot better.
And you guys saw the trailers, I'm sure, online, but I just watched the trailer on my 3DS that you could download, and it looks amazing. Like,
right.
I cannot believe how good it looks. That and Star Fox 64, like, they added so many effects to Star Fox 64, it's kind of insane.
Yeah, but Star Fox 64 is still Star Fox 64. You know what I mean? Like, Zelda, there's a lot of meat there, but
yeah,
Star Fox,
I would buy Star Fox for, like, $20.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, I mean,
Zelda, I mean, I may break down and buy it eventually.
The last time I played Ocarina of Time was on the Zelda special, like, collector's edition.
On the GameCube. That's what I've got, too, yeah.
Yeah, that thing's worth a ton of money.
Is it really?
For what it is.
I saw it for $50 one time.
Yeah, it still goes for, like, $50.
Wow, I got it for like $5 at GameStop.
Nice.
That's the one good time GameStop did something for you there.
Yeah, and then the other one was the other Zelda collection that was like the one where you get like the first four games or something.
Mm-hmm.
That was worth a good chunk of change too.
Wasn't that some Nintendo Power Award or something?
Was it? I don't know. I have both of them.
What was it, like a Super Nintendo collection or something? Or
well, it was Zelda 2, Majora's Mask, and Ocarina.
Oh, okay. No,
but
that's
the other
one.
Yeah, the other one is Ocarina and Master Quest.
Right.
Oh, no.
That's
the one
I have.
That is actually
that was a pre-order for Wind Waker.
Yeah, I've got both.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The one that I have is that one. I have the one with Zelda 1, 2, Ocarina and Majora's Mask.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're both worth about like 50 something bucks right now.
Interesting. Well, anyway, that's the last time I played it, and it actually does look pretty good in the GameCube version. They cleaned it up and the Majora's Mask looked vastly better. Like, yeah. People might not remember this, but Majora's Mask played like ass on the N64.
No, yeah. I have it on the N64, and I tried playing it on a CRV TV. It looks awful. So I actually broke down and bought it on the virtual console. It looks really good.
Mm. But anyway, people aren't listening here to hear us talk about Majora's Mask, so let's get to... We sort of already started on 3DS anyway, and there were some pretty sweet game announcements, I gotta say.
I felt like there was one announcement, really.
The rest were all checkboxes.
Yeah.
The checkboxes were basically like Mario Kart 3DS.
And Animal
Mario
Crossing.
Mario Kart, Star Fox. Every 3DS game they showed was previously known except for Luigi Mansion 2.
Which looks awesome.
That's so weird,
excited.
Right?
It is so weird. Like, why did that game not come out on the Wii? It seems
Luigi's
so
Mansion
perfectly
2?
Matched. You move the controller to suck ghosts, and I don't know why it never happened.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you why. Because the Wii is dead.
but it wasn't dead for a long time.
Yeah, but when did they start development on this? You never know. You know, it's like...
But it seems like the idea would have come up sometime in the
past. Yeah, and using the Wii remote as the flashlight's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, maybe they should have developed it for the system which shall not be named. Who knows? But anyway, I'm glad to get it on 3DS. I really liked it on GameCube, so.
The Mario game looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Mario 3D.
Yeah, we got our first real glimpse. Real
look
of
at
that.
It, yeah. And he's in a Tanuki suit, so you know.
Indeed, he is. Yeah. And it's not just Super Mario Brothers. It's not just new SMB. It's like you can actually go. You know, it's actually 3D. It's not just a side scrolling.
Oh, isn't it being done by the Galaxy team?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah.
The,
so.
It looks like a kind of, you know, people are saying it's a cross between 64 and Galaxy, but given the level structure, I'd say it's a cross between Mario 3 and 64.
Yeah, there's a lot of Mario 3 art influence in it at the very least. Tons.
I see a lot of Galaxy in that trailer, though.
But they're individual stages.
That's true, yeah. The stuff that they take from Galaxy is the stuff that was very reminiscent of 64.
Yeah.
It seems to me like the Galaxy engine running a game that is, one, not on spheres.
Right.
And two, an art style that is just ripped straight out of Mario 3.
Mm-hmm.
It even had, what's his name? Not the Koopa Kid, but they had that mid-boss whose name I can't remember right now.
Oh, the guy with the hands.
I know what you're talking about. But that's right out of Mario. And the whole game was right out of Mario. Everything was right out of Mario 3. Tanuki suit.
Yep.
Well, that seems like a day one purchase to me. Like, you know, that it's going to be great.
They need to bring back the metal cap.
Indeed.
Well, there definitely really is something good to do with caps, because there are parts in the trailer where Mario's not wearing a hat.
Oh yeah.
So.
Mm. True. So otherwise, I'm trying to think if there are any other like standard 3DS. Oh, I thought that they hadn't actually shown off Animal's Crossing, but apparently it was like sort of swept under the rug, but sort of shown.
They didn't showcase it in the show, but it's on the list, and there's a trailer of it is up on the eShop, so it's coming. Mm. You're a little bit taller, and you can swim now.
Yeah, does it still look like an N64 game?
it's totally still running on that 64.
It's honestly, it's probably the prettiest looking Animal Crossing game, which isn't really saying a lot. But
it's like saying Conduit 2 is the prettiest shooter on the Wii.
The last time they showed Animal Crossing, I think I was talking to another NWR staff alumnus, Dan Bloodworth, saying, well, good to know they're still getting some use out of that 64DD engine.
What about Pikmin? Where's Pikmin this year?
Johnny, if you guys listened to the little recap podcast that they did, Johnny's expecting it to show up at the Nintendo Developer Roundtable.
I would hope it does.
Mm-hmm. That'd be cool, yeah. That's another franchise.
That is the event where Smash Brothers Brawl showed up. So,
oh yeah,
that's true. Well, speaking of Smash
Brothers,
it seems
odd to me that a game like that would show up at a tiny little developer thing and not a press conference. But
hold on, Carl. Before you get to that, I want to say that I am one of the big things that I wanted going into E3 this year was I wanted to be reminded why I bought a 3DS, and I didn't really get that. I got Mario, and you know, I got Mario Kart. But where's all the third-party stuff? Where's all the really big first-party stuff besides the Mario game we knew we were going to get? Kid Icarus, I just don't care.
Did you guys – that new trailer? What was with that guy with, like, the giant sword who seemed, like, totally out of place?
Dude, when they first showed him, I'm like, are they showing up for Final Fantasy on
TV? The first thing I thought was they've got that giant demon-looking dude, and then, like – the really buff-looking dude with the giant sword. At first, I thought it was like a Devil May Cry game or something. Like, it looked exactly like Devil May Cry. And then all of a sudden, like, tiny little Pit comes out, and he's like, hey, do you guys know each other or something? I'm just like, what?
I mean, I'm going to buy Kid Icarus regardless. I loved it when I played it at PAX East, so.
Yeah, it was fun. And though, from the new trailer, it looks like they've animated the hell out of it.
They really have.
I mean, I'm sure it was probably like that the whole time. We were just not seeing any story elements, so we didn't know, but...
Here's the thing, though. Every time I see Kid Icarus, I'm constantly reminded, like, wow, this game is fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
It's really pretty.
I guess the only 3DS game I'm really looking forward to is Resident Evil Revelations, and that's not even till next year, I think.
Yeah, I watched that trailer on the 3DS, and it looks incredible. They've got, like, texture mapping on the girl's wetsuit and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just like, how does a game look this good?
Yeah. I mean, for me, my holiday this year is pretty wrapped up with Mario Kart. I mean, all they really needed to do was give me Mario Kart.
Yeah,
I'm a huge Mario Kart junkie. Like, I put more hours into MKDS than I'm willing to share. So
that's the best one.
It's the best Mario Kart ever made. So this one looks to be the same but more. So I can't really.
But with hang gliders,
right?
and apparently
and submarine cars.
Yeah.
What was it that Reggie said? Tricked out Mario Kart?
Yes.
Yeah. Tricked
apparently
out. Being
pimp yo kart.
Apparently, apparently tricked out means parasails. And
well, you can change you're going to be able to mod the carts a little, like customize the carts with different wires and chassis, or chassis and wheels and whatever else.
Stuff.
Yeah. Pneumatics. Like I said, that whatever. I don't really care about the modding. Like all that I care about is that is the track list.
Yeah.
Rainbow Road, yes, no. That's what I care about.
Problem with, like, we're talking about all these 3DS games, and we all seem to really want them, but I think the big problem is, and what made the 3DS lineup feel underwhelming, is that all of them had already been announced except for Luigi Mansion.
Yeah.
Like, every single game on that list, Mario Kart was announced last year, Kid Icarus was announced last year, new Mario game was announced at GDC.
Animal Crossing was announced last year.
Metal Gear Solid was announced last year. Resident Evil was announced last year. All of these games were announced a year ago, and they're still not out yet. So,
and Luigi's Mansion is such a left field thing.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere. And I mean, a lot of people seem to shit on that game when it first came out, but now everyone seems to love it.
Right.
It's true, yeah.
It's a really good game. I liked it when it came out. I guess, sure, it wasn't a Mario game, but I really enjoyed the hell out of Luigi Mansion when it came out, and I kind of want to go dig it out and play it right now.
Maybe it'll be Luigi's Mansion 3D.
Yeah, I mean, it looks really good. So I'm psyched for it. I think from this year, from 3DS, I was sort of expecting something akin to E305. Where DS software like blew the hell up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like E305, people remember it for being the, you know, Iwata standing on the stage with an empty box calling it the revolution. But that same year, DS software was like amazing.
Yeah.
Like every third party like was like, hey, we have 15 DS games that are in development. They were really good. And this year, it's interesting. Well, one interesting thing is that they announced the Smash Brothers coming out for DS after Kid Icarus finishes up.
3DS.
3DS.
Yeah, but that game is probably 2 years off.
Oh, easily. Oh, easily.
At least.
Especially if they're developing two versions of it.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of that second version, do we want to get into the
console? Yeah, we may as well. It's a good transition point.
All right. Well, so they unleashed Project Cafe to
a name I still prefer.
Yeah.
To an unassuming public, and they dropped the bomb. Iwata dropped the bomb today, folks. With Wii U.
Oh, it's so bad.
And it's the U is like a little squared sign.
Yeah, well, and it looks, I mean, like, and like the two sides of the U are very, very vertically straight, so it almost looks like a two, like a Roman numeral two.
Right. I'm sure that's on purpose. But what? They had to do something like that because they'd be idiots to drop the Wii label.
See, now I agree. I completely disagree with that statement.
Disagree. I think they should have called it Wii 2, Super Wii, Wii Squared, Wii something.
Any of those would have been better than Wii U, but I still think all of them are a misstep. Reggie spent half the show talking about how they want to make a system that's for everyone.
Right.
But for the past 5 years, the Wii name, the mindshare, like the mindshare with the name Wii has been fantastic with the casual market, but it has zero credibility with the actual gamers.
Hence like, the U.
Yeah. By keeping the Wii name in the title of the system, they're essentially saying that nothing is really changing here. It's still a Wii. It's still not for you.
Mm-hmm.
But Kevin Levine is so excited.
Yeah. Ken Levine is very excited, but he, you know what? He was really excited. Well, he was really not excited about the PlayStation Move, but then he showed up at Sony's conference to talk about it. He didn't show up at Nintendo's conference. He didn't even, if you notice all those developers, they played in that reel. In the reel after that, they had a game to match each of those developers, but there was not a game to match Ken Levine.
Yeah, that's true.
He is not developing anything for that system.
I wouldn't be surprised if they ported Bioshock Infinite.
I wouldn't be, it's not coming out until 2012, so they'll certainly have plenty of time.
Yeah,
but
I wouldn't be surprised.
I liked how they had that AI guy just come out and say, we support this system, bye.
yeah, great.
But just, by the way, more time on stage than any third party has ever received in a Nintendo presser, ever.
Yeah. I agree with Mike in that I disagree with Nintendo's Well, here's the thing. I actually don't agree with Mike. I think Mike raises a fair point about Wii U being confusing if they want to go after hardcore gamers.
Well, I don't think it's confusing.
Gamers.
I just think it immediately
it has bad
discredits
mind share for
it
hardcore
immediately
gamers.
Discredits the system in the mind of
right.
true hardcore gamers.
Right. Here's my problem. They came out and they said, you know, it's an inherent contradiction that you want the old and you want the new. We want to serve us and we want to serve you. Blah 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 blah. Here's the thing: if you as a company, if you are trying to hit everyone, you fail as a company.
Yeah,
honestly,
sure.
The first thing that you're taught when you start to work in software is pick your niche and you stick the hell with it. Like you pick
my
what
notebook.
You're going to go after. What's that?
My notebook.
I don't even know what you're. I don't know
what the DSiWare games. Just keep making my notebook games.
Oh, yeah, I guess. If your market is, well, we want everyone to enjoy, and here's how we're going to go after everyone, you're going to fail with everyone.
Sure.
You can't do it. You can't be the, you know, you're not going to be the hardcore true gamer system and the casual system. The closest anything's ever come to that is the NES.
Yeah, because there was nothing else.
Because what else were you going to get? Exactly. Even the PS2.
Well, there was no casual market back then, basically.
Yeah,
exactly. True. Everyone was gamers. Now people are like, oh, yeah, I used to play NES when I was a kid. So it's kind of mainstream in retrospect. Just because of the rise of nerd culture or whatever you want to call it. The PS2, yeah, lots of people bought it. And lots of people who aren't, like, you know, what you might call quote-unquote hardcore gamers got PS2s. But by today's definition, those people would be traditional gamers. So
really,
if you can't have it both, you can't have it both ways. I have no problem with Nintendo continuing to go after the blue ocean. That if that's their business model and they want to stick with that,
well,
that's fucking cool.
It's
like, that's
dried
fine.
Up. That's why they're moving away from it. But they don't want to abandon that group entirely.
Right.
Exactly. But the thing is, dude, it's not going to be the hardcore system of choice. Why would it be? Nothing about the system says hardcore.
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
but I mean, if the videos they're showing off are real and they're not some, you know, kind of third party Transformers, you know, special edition to the Wii versions.
They'll be getting the real games.
Yeah, if like, we're getting the real versions of the games, that's pretty good. That's about as good as you can hope for.
But the problem with that is that all the people who want those games already own a PlayStation.
Right.
Or an Xbox. And they can get those games on those systems with a controller that isn't 4 feet wide.
Now the difference will be it'll be up to the developers to use that screen in some unique way that'll make them say, oh, the goddamn it, Wii U is the best. We can do the most with this system because of this. But you know that controller, man, that looks expensive.
Let's talk about the Wii U remote, or as I'm going to refer to it, the Wiimote.
Tablet. It's a tablet.
I've been calling it the Wii Pad.
There you go, Wii Pad.
All right, let's talk about it. So they've replaced, or they've substituted, I should say, the Wii controller with this basically 6.2-inch
tablet
touchscreen controller. It's basically a small tablet with, you know, handles at the end that include the normal button layout.
It's bigger than my bamboo tablet.
Well, yeah, when you include the handles and the buttons and everything, it's probably it's probably about the size of an average tablet.
Yeah, I mean, I'm holding my iPad right now, and obviously the screen's bigger, like the screen's closer to 10 inches, but also my iPad doesn't have controls sticking outside of it,
so I imagine
the width is probably about the same.
Can you imagine analog sticks up there and a D-pad and face buttons and shoulder buttons?
All the tweets from the people who've actually held it today, surprisingly, they all say it's pretty comfortable.
Oh wow!
And it's not too heavy, so I guess that's a good thing. But go ahead, Carl.
I was gonna say if you want to picture in your head of what it looks like for those of you who haven't seen it yet. I can't imagine there's anyone who hasn't, but just in case, picture basically a cross between a PSP and a Dreamcast controller, and that's basically what this looks like.
That's not.
You know
bad.
What I was thinking the whole time, ironically, is that. They basically created
does look like a
large,
controller.
Slightly more cumbersome PlayStation Vita.
There you go.
Yes.
Like, it's got a screen in the middle and dual analogs and all these buttons and shoulders. It has the exact same control layout as a normal system, but they just put this giant fucking screen in the
middle. Giant VMU in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when we had someone ask us this question at the live panel at PAX East, or what we thought of the possibility of a touchscreen controller, and I said there that I wasn't a big fan of it because I think there's an inherent disconnect. If you have a screen in your lap and a screen in front of you, you're not going to be able to focus on both at the same time. So I'm interested to see how they deal with that. But can I just say that I'm really disappointed that they went with resistive touch again?
Yeah.
Like, again.
They've got to keep the cost down somehow.
You got to tell me what that means, because I'm not savvy like that.
Okay. The two main touchscreens that we see now are resistive and capacitive. Capacitive is what you find in most, like, Android and iPhone, basically smartphones.
Okay.
It's the good touch.
It's the good touch, which good means touch. It means you can do multi-touch gestures. It's basically by the electrical charge in your fingertips. That's how it recognizes.
So that's what an iPod or an iPad would use?
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Resistive is what you find in the DS and the 3DS.
Bad touch,
where it's built on pressure, which is way less sensitive. You cannot do multi-touch.
Okay.
At least I don't think you can do multi-touch. I could be wrong about that.
Well, they must have done that for cost reasons.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and here's the thing, because, you know, they're saying that controller is going to be $80 easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got a microphone, a gyroscope, vibrations, a touchscreen. They got
battery,
other stuff.
It's going to have a built-in battery.
It's going to have to, yeah.
Yeah.
Or it's going to actually take batteries like the Wii Remote.
No, it was going to be built-in.
It's rechargeable.
In. Okay, good. Yeah.
But I think someone mentioned, I don't know if it was someone from our site or I read it on Twitter or something, that they theorized that you would probably only need one.
Really? Well, here's the thing about that,
many multiplayer experiences that you would be doing in-home would be stuff akin to, like, one person has the big controller, the Wii Pad, and the other people all have remotes.
Remotes, oh.
So it's like a lot of that Pac-Man versus stuff where four people are playing on the screen, on the TV, and one person's playing on the pad. And, like, it's sort of four against one.
Now, see, that I don't like. I really don't like that aspect of the system. They're saying, we want you to have these billions of accessories to play our new system. You have to have all your Wii remotes, all your nunchucks, all your balance board shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And these new controllers, too.
Yeah, well, I guess it would take some of the sting out of it if you only really needed one and it came with the system.
Sure, and I'm sure it will come with the system. But,
Oh, I would be shocked if it didn't. There's no way that's going to happen. But here's the thing. I think that really games are only going to support one of these WooMotes.
WeePads.
I don't know. I'm going with WooMote.
They'll come out with a Mario Party. The Mario Party 9 will encourage you to have four
of them. Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to flip it in the air and do all that.
They announced Mario Party 9 today.
Yeah, they did.
So I guess it'll be Mario Party 10 that really has that feature.
Mario Party X finally.
Yeah.
The fact is, I haven't seen anyone say anything about multiple Wii U remotes. Like, no one's said anything about having multiple. Like, so I don't know if
they'll make it work somehow. They'll make you want more than one.
Yeah.
I mean, I
mean,
would
they were talking about that in the video. They said you can all be looking at the internet at the same time. And then when one of you finds a funny cat video, you can beam it to the screen.
Yeah.
But that was kind of cool. Like, if my wife walks in the room and I'm playing Mario and she wants to watch whatever, I can just turn it on the little thing.
Yeah. That means it's the idea that the video out can be streamed to the device, to the controller, instead of to the television.
Mm.
Honestly, it's pretty brilliant.
It's pretty nice. It's great, but I do wonder about the resolution and the... You know, is it going to be the same resolution on the little screen as on your big TV?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. An HD screen of that size would be pretty costly.
That's what I'm betting.
It's probably going to be something like... It's probably going to be 720 by 480, probably something like that.
It doesn't really need to be
that
high definition. Like, you don't need 1080p on a screen that small. You just don't.
Yeah, I mean, look, the fact of the matter is... that the iPad can generally, you know, is considered to be a high definition screen. It's 1024 by 768.
Oh, okay.
Like, there's no reason for it to be, you know, higher than a certain amount.
Yeah, I mean, as long as it's a high quality screen, like the components are good.
Right.
It's not some junk screen. If it's a high quality screen, it'll look good.
Now,
It's going to be the same. It's going to be the same screen that you have on the 3DS for Panasonic. It's going to be the same one.
Which is a good screen.
Just for my own reference.
Once you turn the 3D off, it's a great screen.
Yeah.
Just for my own reference, what kind of screen is the PSP2 have? I mean, they're making a big deal out of that.
I don't even. It's got. It's OLED, but I don't think they've mentioned the resolution.
Oh, okay.
I think they've actually said it's AMOLED. 940 or 960 by 640 or something.
Is that like better or worse
than what?
It or is it great. A totally different thing? Is it like comparing apples and oranges?
It's pretty good for that for a screen that size.
I mean,
yeah.
You've seen stuff running on it. It looks. Uncharted looks amazing on that damn thing.
Yeah, no, it does. But I'm saying, is it the same kind? Like, would you get the same resolution on this Wii U screen?
I would assume
probably
so.
Probably not.
I would think it'll be a good screen. It's not going to be a bad screen.
Okay.
I wouldn't be shocked if it was bad.
I'm assuming it'll be similar to the iPad screen in terms of picture quality. I don't know about actual resolution, but in terms of picture quality, what the end user sees. It's going to look like an iPad screen.
Okay, I can deal with that.
We'll see. Yeah, if it's as good as an iPad screen, that's fine.
It's not going to be a Retina display.
Third party montage of games that were gore, gore, gore.
Games that will be out this holiday season on Xbox.
Yeah, exactly.
I love Dan Dormer's tweet about it. He's like. Hardcore Nintendo to hardcore gamers, please. We're sorry.
Yeah. Well, they showed Metro Last Light,
which was like, kind of
that
left field.
Basically as dark as a video game could get. I think.
Yeah, that was
that and Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah, right. Ninja Gaiden was a surprise.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I mean most of those games were a surprise, but you know.
Yeah, Darksiders 2 looks pretty cool. So
dude, Darksiders 1 is fucking kick ass. I'm playing through it again right now. Dude, it's good, man. It's really good.
I'll check it out.
I've heard it compared to Zelda a lot. So
it is a Zelda game.
Okay, sweet.
Way dark.
Yeah.
Dark.
Post-apocalyptic-y.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of these games are going to be out way before the Wii U is out. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish your thought. Sorry.
I was going to say that ultimately that happens a lot with console launches. When the 360 came out, it launched with Gun. Like 8 months late and crappy. So this is kind of par for the course for launches.
Yeah. Holiday 2012, like all the games that are going to be out holiday 2012 on those other systems, they'll be out for Wii U holiday 2012.
Yeah, absolutely.
My interesting question is that Microsoft's got Halo. Microsoft's got Gears of War. Mm-hmm. Sony has...
Resistance
and Killzone and Uncharted. Mm-hmm. Like they've got their first-party teams working on these very, you know... games that gamers want, hardcore, for lack of a better term. I wouldn't necessarily call Uncharted hardcore, but I still think it's the best video game franchise currently in production.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is a game that everyone wants. Those are all first-party games.
Mm.
Or second-party games at the worst, like Epic and Gears of War, published by Microsoft, developed by a second party. But where are those games from Nintendo? Are we going to see quality... hardcore gaming experiences from Nintendo, or are they going to keep making?
Oh no, they're going to keep making Mario and Wii Sports.
Metroid
and...
is about all they've really got.
Yeah, that's what they're going to keep doing. They're going to leave it as they always do. They're going to leave it up to third parties,
and that is going to be a giant failure.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Here's what we don't know. We don't know what Retro is working on.
Yeah. Well, I would assume a Metroid game is probably the best bet.
One would
Here's
hope.
The thing. Retro is there is Nintendo's remaining Western ace in the hole.
Yeah, that's all they've got.
But Donkey Kong Country Returns was a clusterfuck.
According to you, but it was pretty.
A lot of people liked it. It didn't sell.
Yeah,
well,
like
but...
it's at the very point an arguable point that it was a good game.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was well received at least.
The fact is, every single game that Retro's released has been critically well received.
Yes.
That is a very hard commodity to come by, especially for Nintendo.
But they're not going to do an original IP. Look at what they've done. They've done Metroid and they've done Donkey Kong.
They could do an original.
Oh, Nintendo, they could do an original IP, but will
Nintendo
they?
If Nintendo is smart, they will let Retro make an original IP, and hopefully they will strike gold and get their own Uncharted.
Now that would be nice.
I mean, not to say it necessarily has to be like a treasure hunting game or whatever, but hopefully they can get something, an original IP. That is the caliber of Uncharted.
I mean, they need something like that. They really do.
Uncharted is a game that could be on a Nintendo system. Like,
oh, easily.
Absolutely.
It is family, you know, not super family friendly, but it's basically a PG-13 experience.
Yeah, it's Indiana Jones.
No, it's Indiana Jones.
It's Indiana Jones, exactly. Yeah. It's
that is a kind of game that a Nintendo like would be at home 100% on this system.
That's something the whole family could watch.
Yeah, but it's on the PlayStation, exactly. So.
Yeah, well, you know, it's yeah. Look, the fact is they need to let Retro do their own thing for one IP. You know.
Yeah, at least give them one.
If I read right now, Retro original IP launches with Wii U, I would be like, I'm psyched.
Yeah, as long as doesn't look like something stupid. Like,
yes.
the only other company I think that Nintendo's got under their belt that could do a game like that is, and they're a second party, I think, is Sora. I think Sora can make a game that quality. But other than that, like, you know, their main first parties, like the Mario teams and the Zelda teams, they're not making any of that stuff.
No.
No.
They never have.
No.
If they still had a hold of Silicon Knights, I think Silicon Knights is capable of making that game.
Also. Yeah, they are.
I would argue not capable.
Silicon Knights, if they could, like,
they made two excellent games on GameCube.
Eternal Darkness is absolutely ridiculously one of the best games. If they can do it right, if they don't get too caught up in themselves like they did with What's Its Nuts on the
Too Human.
Too Human, yeah, the Norse game. That is a project that very clearly spun out of control, and if they had just managed to keep it under control, it probably would have been fantastic.
It was a shorter term Duke Nukem Forever.
Yeah,
you know, Silicon Knights is in the financial situation where if Nintendo came by and said, "Hey, we've got this bag of money, we want you to make a game for us," Silicon Knights would probably go for it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and they would make honestly if you look at what happened, Eternal Darkness was being watched over by Nintendo.
Oh, right. Yeah, super
they
hard.
Were
yeah.
keeping that shit on track. If Nintendo wasn't there, Eternal Darkness probably would have turned out like Too Human.
Yeah, mm-hmm. or they not had, well at
had,
all.
Yeah, they had Nintendo's bean counters breathing down their necks, making sure it came in on time and on budget. And it spun out a little, like it was like a year later or whatever, or a couple years
later. That's because they switched systems on them.
Yeah, so it wasn't that big of a deal. Like, they had it under control for the most part. And then, they go to Microsoft, and they kind of, like, no one's really breathing down their neck to make sure the game comes out and is good.
Right.
And it just spun out of control. I think if they went back under Nintendo, they could be the Naughty Dog for Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, one thing I do want to say about both the 3DS and the Wii U, I think it's very important that Nintendo embraces downloadable titles in a first-party way. They have to put their A-teams on the downloadable platforms and make, like, an actual Mario game that you would download.
I'm telling you right now, here's what they need to do. They need to court two developers. Two developers who are proven in the space of downloadable games. I'm talking
Pixel Junk.
About Team Meat and Twisted Pixel.
Twisted Pixel would be good. I mean, if they could somehow steal Dylan Cuthbert away from Sony, that would be a fucking coup.
Yeah, if those Pixel Junk
games are ridiculously good.
Yeah, if they could get let's make it those three then. Let's say they get the Pixel Junk guys over. All right, they get Dylan Cuthbert over.
Which is Q Games, right? Q Games is his company.
Well, yeah. Q Games is working with Nintendo on Star Fox, so I don't think they're exclusive.
That's right. Yeah.
Sony. Okay.
Yeah. So it could feasibly actually happen. But in any case, if they got Q Games, Team Meat. I mean, fuck's sake! What was the freaking problem with Super Meat Boy? Like,
it was the download. It was the download limit.
No, I know why, but like, it's like, why did they let that go? Like,
oh yeah,
you know. And then, like I said, Twisted Pixel, for my money, is the best small game developer out on the market today.
They're incredible.
Another good one. If they could get Chair to make a game, they did.
Shadow
Complex, and they did.
Oh yeah,
Infinity Blade on the iPad, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, they would push that freaking hardware too.
Yeah, Infinity. I think, and I sit there and I wonder how many iPads has this $6 game called Infinity Blade sold to people.
Mm-hmm. Dude, it was like they could port Infinity Blade to Wii U in a day.
It'd be perfect. It's a perfect system.
They could
port it
to 3DS. I think couldn't they? There's no reason they couldn't.
Yeah, it would be a little bit harder on 3DS because you need a little bit of a bigger screen. Really.
Oh, okay.
But for Wii U, for that controller, it would literally be the easiest fit.
Yeah.
And then you could actually walk around
with
a control stick. It wouldn't just be an on-rails experience.
Exactly. Yeah, that would fit onto Wii U in, like, no time at all. And like I said, if they could, like, somehow get, like, one of the, like Explosion Man Game Over, or I mean, Mike, you played the Gunslinger at PAX East.
Yeah, Gunslinger was good, which apparently is now going to be a full retail product. It's not going to be an arcade game.
Good for them, man. They, yep, it deserves
they
to
announced
be.
That yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, so if they could get those guys on onto a Nintendo system, I would be a very happy camper.
And I those guys, at least, I mean, you know, I've talked to a couple guys at Twisted Pixel. They seem like the kind of group of guys that would want to make a game for that kind of system.
Yeah, no,
they're fun guys.
Exactly. I've emailed them, you know, back and forth a little bit, and then I talked to some of the guys there at PAX East for a while, and they're Nintendo fans.
Yeah, everyone. All game developers are secretly Nintendo fans.
That's the thing. It's like what I don't think Nintendo realizes is that within
everybody the watches their press conference.
Yeah, within the game development community and the community at large, everyone wants to buy a Nintendo console.
Yeah,
like we all want the return of the Super Nintendo. Like no one doesn't want that.
We've been holding out for it for decades.
Everyone would love
Nintendo.
We
still think it's coming too. We're all
exactly. Yeah, if Nintendo was like, hey, we're really going to be welcoming to developers, we're going to give you guys like really good time on dev kits, we're going to be really good with like debug support, like all that kind of crap. If they were like that, there isn't a single developer who would turn them down.
Yeah, if they can get Ken Levine and Gabe Newell to make games for that system, then I think they're set.
Well, first of all, Portal 2 on Wii U seems like a no-brainer.
That would be awesome. Then I'd get to play it.
You should. It's a good game. And then we're still waiting. There's the possibility that Rockstar and GTA 5. I don't think
that's going to happen.
GTA. Well, I mean, if there's a GTA game coming out, which there obviously is, if it's not coming out till sometime in 2012, there'd be no reason not to put it on the system.
Oh, you could port it, sure, but there's not going to be an exclusive Rockstar game for Wii U.
No. It'll be, well, none of these, you know, it seems to me that at least if you looked what Sony and Microsoft are doing, and this is what EA is, like, Sony and Microsoft are both vying to get EA to do special things for them, and you see it, like, oh, well, but Microsoft, all they want is some sort of stupid fucking Kinect feature in the game. Like,
yeah, that's true.
In Mass Effect, instead of hitting a button to select a word, select a sentence, you can say the sentence. Like, oh, boy. Like, but then, you know, on the flip side, like, the PlayStation version gets something that's actually useful.
Yeah.
You know, that was weird about those two conferences. Like,
SSX is probably going to have some lame brain, stupid Kinect feature that no one wants.
Yeah.
But the PlayStation version comes with a whole extra mountain.
Right. You know, it was weird watching those two conferences. Microsoft was like, hey, remember Kinect? We're going to support that now. And Sony I didn't see too much support for Move at all.
Oh, I saw a bunch. I felt like it was all smacked into that middle section of the conference.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah, you're right.
The fact is the Kinect sold well, so they're going to put it into everything. Because, let me tell you...
It just took them so long to do
well,
it.
Well, but there's no fucking games for the damn thing.
Yeah, I mean, the fact of the matter is, like, Microsoft and Sony want to make a 10-year lifespan for these consoles.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that today, too. Like, Microsoft is like, they're like, okay, we're filling up on the hardcore. Like, we got them. Now we need to expand and get all these casual motion gamers.
Mm, right.
Sony is kind of like somewhere in the middle. Like, I think Sony is doing a really good job, even though Move is, I guess, a lot of people think Move is, I guess, not doing that well.
It's not very good.
But
no.
At the end of the day, Sony is doing a fairly 50-50 split between, we want to support the hardcore and the motion gamer. Microsoft, now at least, I feel like is 70% in favor of the motion gamer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Their whole, except for like two games, except for Modern Warfare and Gears of War, every game in their press conference was a Kinect game.
Well, they can do that now because their sales are so amazing. Yeah.
But then Nintendo is on the opposite end where they've saturated the market for motion gamers, so they need to get the hardcore gamers, but whereas Sony and Microsoft can add motion to their current systems, Nintendo can't just add graphics capability to their system. They have to release a new system.
And that's why I feel like they're all over the place with this new console.
This is like the Wii U is like it levels the playing field. Everyone's got top quality graphics. Everyone's got motion control. No one is different anymore, except that Nintendo now has this touchscreen thing, which could or could not be awesome depending on developer implementation.
Right.
Well, the one it is a step in the right direction in that now you can do a straight port across all three systems.
Yes, which is great news.
That took a while, but
yeah. Relegated to the family friendly version of the game that kind of totally sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I mean, since and by the way, I do really believe that the 360 and the PS3 are going to go on for at least two, maybe even three more years.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
They're in no Sony and Microsoft do not want to like release another $600 console. Like
no.
They just don't.
And if you look at Nintendo's new console, I mean, we should probably talk about price on this thing.
I'm a little worried.
I don't think it's. I mean, if from what we saw in that beautiful koi pond fish Japanese village graphical tech demo thing,
whatever that was, yeah,
I couldn't tell much difference between that and a PlayStation 3. Like people said, it was going to be more powerful or whatever, but
it looks about the same.
It looked about the same. Basically, what they did was they built like a PlayStation 3, but right now you can get a PlayStation 3 for $300. So you're probably going to be able to get this thing for $300.
I would say $350.
Well, mind you, it's not going to come out till next year, so component costs are going to keep going down.
Yeah, right. But if they launch a 3DS at $250, this is going to be $350.
Well, if it's not coming out till next year, I wouldn't be surprised if 3DS next year is $200 and this is $300, but it comes with this awesome controller because they have to make sure
the controller is going to be what costs the money.
They have to make sure it's price competitive with the Xbox and the PlayStation. They cannot, by any means, in any way, make this more expensive than an Xbox or a PlayStation. They just, controller...
that's not going to happen. I mean, that they have to make it. An Xbox you can get for like $180.
Well, okay, I should say, they can't make it any more expensive than a PlayStation.
Right.
They
Which
cannot.
Is what now, $250?
All right, maybe $300?
$300.
No, I think they're $300.
$300? Okay.
They started at $6, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gone down.
Basically halfway down.
$300, I mean, if it's more expensive than a PlayStation... people are just going to buy the PlayStation.
Well,
Nintendo has never, ever, in the console world, ever had the most expensive console, and they will not.
But you know, we still have we seen the actual console itself. We've just seen this controller, right?
No, there are pictures of it on the press site, and you can see it in the trailer.
It looks like a mini Xbox, basically.
It looks like a Wii if it had rounded sides, and you couldn't stand it up because it had rounded sides.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
it just sits flat. It's a little white box.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the components because we got some details today. A surprise to no one, IBM is making the processor.
Yeah.
You know, they've made the last, the last two processors, I should say. They did the Broadway in the Wii and then the Gecko in GameCube.
Which is basically more or less the same chip.
Yeah, they're
it's
both
just,
basically
it's just
modified.
One of them is two chips duct taped together.
They're both basically modified PowerPC G3s. That's basically what they are. And if it's a 45 nanometer chip, and if we're to be believed, it's a shrunk down version of the chip that was in the original Xbox 360, which basically means it's a modified PowerPC G5.
That's funny.
Well, more or less the same processor that's in the Xbox or something can do it.
It's probably similar to what's in there now, like after all the heatsink issues and crap like that.
Yeah.
Which is good because, I mean, Mike, I don't have to tell you this as a Mac guy. Those PowerPC G5s,
heat up.
They heat up, yeah. And that which is why it should have shocked no one when the 360 had like all those heat problems. Like, that's what happens. But in any case, being in the Wii now, especially since we're so far in the lifespan of the G5, like they're tiny now. They're tiny and they're not that bad as far as power and heat consumption.
Yeah.
So it's really really not too bad. As far as internal memory, what we're hearing is an undisclosed amount of flash memory. I would probably say probably about 8 gigs
for storage.
I'm disappointed in this.
We'll find out for real when it comes out.
Yeah, and then. Within the option to expand via SD or USB hard drive.
That stinks of cheapness to me. We need an actual hard drive.
Or a good chunk of flash memory, like 32 gigabytes or something.
It does kind of suck, but I really don't have a big problem with this. I'll just get a USB hard drive and stick it on there. It doesn't really bother me.
Yeah, I guess.
As long as I don't have to unload the fridge to play my games.
Yeah.
Honestly,
my guess is that it's probably not even going to come with any real internal memory. It'll probably come with an 8 gigabyte SD card, like the 3DS comes with a 2 gigabyte card.
I'll bet you're right.
No, I don't think it's going to be that bad. I don't think that's bad.
It's just a different way of putting the memory.
Do you think we'll be able to transfer our WiiWare and Virtual Console stuff over, like on 3DS?
We better.
No. There's no way they're going to stick it in there with like 256 megabytes of flash RAM like that's on the 3DS.
No, it's no. One thing is that the 3DS comes with a 2 gigabyte SD card. And right. That's essentially the system's memory for storage.
No, yes. it can't be because then what's the OS stored on?
Well, there's a modest amount on the system itself.
Right.
But it comes with the actual storage that you're actually going to use for games.
You need the SD card to save your shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But, like, look, even the Wii came with 512 megabytes of flash memory built in addition to the SD card slot.
I would imagine a similar scenario.
Like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if we got 48 gigs of internal. That's cheap as hell. That's not going to be expensive for Nintendo.
I've almost thought you said
it's not, but
no, 4 to 8. And then what I'll probably end up doing is my solution is I'll go ahead and get a USB solid state drive, and then just plug it in.
I wonder if we'll have to format it like I would if on my PS3 if I got a external drive for that.
I wouldn't be shocked. No, that makes total sense.
They better make it easy because I'm an idiot.
which is lame. You know, who wants to buy add-ons for your console? But if they make it simple enough to do, then it doesn't. It's not a souring point for me.
My earlier prediction, and I made this. I don't know if I made this at the panel at PAX or not, but my guess would be a multi-SKU scenario where one comes naked, like the original Xbox 360
Tard Pack.
The Tard Pack. Yeah, I couldn't remember the name. I wouldn't be surprised if this thing came the same way with a Tard Pack and then a proper SKU that had 32 gigabytes of storage or something.
Mm-hmm.
My guess would be it would probably be the identical SKU, except one of them would just come with a 32 gigabyte SD card.
I'll bet it launches without any of the online features for at least 6 months.
Well, no. Okay, here's the deal. They cannot fuck that up, though. They really can't fuck that up from the get-go. We're hearing no friend codes, finally.
I don't believe that, by the way.
It's a miracle if that's true.
I'm still certain we will have a friend code, a system-level friend code like the 3DS, which I don't have a problem with.
It's a pain, but if it was that, I wouldn't be totally...
The only thing I have a problem with on the 3DS is that I can't fucking reorder the list of my friends.
I know.
And all of my friends that are online should automatically be at the front of the fucking list.
Yes.
If I have 100 friends and 2 of them are online, I do not want to scroll through 100 fucking friends to figure out which 2 are online.
Is there a way to rearrange the icons on the menu too, on the main page?
Yeah, you can, but you can't rearrange friend cards. Just do it like the Xbox. Alphabetical order.
Yeah,
all the people who are online in alphabetical order first, and all the people who are offline in alphabetical order after that.
Maybe that'll come in a later system update.
Better.
Yeah, that's an easy software. That's super simple.
There are a lot of easy software fixes that they do a lot of things, and they just don't. So
that's true. I mean, I would hope so anyway. But we also are hearing. Well, they've confirmed that they're working with a Western company on their online infrastructure, which is good. We'll see if it's an actual real deal or if it's going to be
in the little brief recap podcast, TYP thought he had heard something that John Ridicello had said that sort of implied that maybe it was EA. But then Johnny Metz was just like, no, you're probably looking into it too much. And I was like, well, maybe he's not, because we are pretty sure that there's going to be a Western developer handling the online. So maybe it's EA.
No. But I think EA... when they say Western developer, they're probably talking about a Western online infrastructure developer.
I don't know.
I.e. someone like GameSpy.
I wouldn't be surprised if it actually was EA. EA has done online infrastructures in the past. They have their own whole online infrastructure for EA Sports. So, if it's an actual developer, and not like an online company. If it's an actual company that actually develops games, I would put almost any amount of money guessing that it's probably EA.
Yeah.
If I was Nintendo, you know who I would go after to do this? Valve.
Yeah. That would be just the best, because Steam is the standard for PC.
It's the gold standard. Yeah. It's
it'd be nice if we saw Steam on Wii U.
Probably not.
Yeah, I mean, again, and I don't see any reason why there wouldn't. You know, most of Valve's games are still running on the Half-Life 2 engine. Why not?
Yeah.
It's not like it won't run. You know, so maybe. You never know. Look, with enough money, which Nintendo has in spades, I'm always surprised at the way they don't throw their weight around.
Yeah, they really don't.
Yeah.
They have so much money that they could just buy all of these exclusives, and they don't.
And that's the kind of thing that you see Apple doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Apple finds something that's really great, like oh, this Lala service is pretty cool. I bet we could do something similar, or we could just buy Lala.
Or it's like, oh, this Thunderbolt port might be a cool thing. Let's co-develop it and have it launch exclusively in our system for the first 2 months.
Yeah.
Of course, well, Thunderbolt.
And they do that same thing. Like, this Siri app where I can tell it, what's the best sushi place in this town? And it finds it for me, like with just natural sentences. We should probably develop something like that. Or we could just buy them.
Or, hey, this guy really has he wrote a really cool jailbroken app for our iOS that does notifications. Let's hire that guy and have him do it for us for our next iOS update.
Yeah. That's what Apple does, and Nintendo is in a pretty similar position where their coffers are just gigantic, and they're so stringent. They don't go around buying good
things.
They're
very Japanese. Like, they're very
Japanese.
If you
see something good that you think you could use, just fucking buy it.
Yeah. Yeah, I really wish
they
could
just buy Silicon Knights if they wanted.
There you go.
They could.
Oh, in with no thought. That wouldn't put it anywhere.
Well, Silicon Knights, I'm sure, has so much debt that acquiring their debt would probably be. They might actually take a loss.
That's the thing. Yeah, acquiring Silicon Knights would probably be more to take off their debt than it would be actually to acquire the company.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, they could probably just say Silicon Knights. If we buy out your debt. You're ours. Like, we don't even need to actually pay for you.
Well,
now you have to.
Let's make something
good.
Let's quickly go over some of the games that they've announced for Wii U.
Can we talk about the one that the only game that they would confirm is in development and is committed and will be coming out? Lego City, whatever.
Yes.
Oh,
They weren't even ready to announce a fucking Mario game. They won't even say at some point there will be a Mario game, but they will say Lego City Stories,
launch
guaranteed
game.
Launch game. Like, when they said that,
day one purchase.
I was like, don't even say that. When you say that, you're just reinforcing the fact that this system is not for hardcore gamers.
Exactly.
The only game that you have announced is a fucking Lego game where you walk around a city and I don't even know what you do. That is not a hardcore gaming system.
Yeah.
100% of the games for the Wii U right now are for kids.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's quickly go through here. So Ubisoft had a few announcements here. They're putting an Assassin's Creed game, probably Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, because they talked about multiplayer. So.
Well, no, they're going to do Revelations.
It'll probably be Revelations.
Oh, Revelations.
And,
okay.
And that'll have multiplayer, and it'll be interesting on four different screens. There's your four screens right there.
Yeah.
There's your show. A new Raven Rabbids game. Surprising. Exactly.
Oh, yippee.
No one. Ghost Recon Online. Could be good.
They said, didn't they say all future Tom Clancy games in that little video thing?
Oh, goody.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Possibly. I wouldn't be surprised. A multi-sports game for families, a.k.a. our Wii Sports ripoff. And a quote hardcore first person shooter, and then I have here in parentheses in our show notes Red Steel 3.
No, that series is dead in the water.
Oh, well, you never know. If it's a launch game, they all sell well. Now let me tell you what they need to have at launch. And this
Beyond
is,
Good and Evil 2.
Well, didn't Ansel just say that it won't be coming out for any of the like 3 days ago? He said it won't be coming out
not
for any
current
of the
systems.
Currently announced systems, but conveniently the Wii U had not been. Officially announced at that time, so
I didn't notice that. Yeah,
that is the kind of game that would be a very big exclusive for Nintendo to get.
If
and it fits
Beyond
with
Good
the system
exclusive on Wii U,
that would be huge. I mean, and you can see it. That is a game where a major component is taking photographs. If you could just hold up that screen and it became a fucking camera, like if the controller screen became a camera,
you're
that
blowing
is the
my
perfect
mind.
Implementation for that game.
I think you guys are overestimating the cachet that Beyond Good and Evil has.
Shut up.
But
now.
But it's got a lot of cachet with hardcore, like, real actual video game nerds, not
like
dude,
me.
Guys. Like, the kind of all people right, who buy right. a Nintendo
I'm,
console.
I'm playing the HD version right now, and it's amazing.
It's that controller is a perfect match for that style of gameplay. And Michel Ancel is the kind of guy
who
would use it and who would want to make a game for that kind of system.
I can see them making a sequel to Pokemon Snap on this thing too.
Oh, I can only
That'd
hope.
Be pretty cool. That'd be really cool. But what
maybe you won't
is,
be on
want...
maybe you won't be on a rail.
Now, what I want launch game and there's ample time for this to happen, and this would be a great grab for hardcore gamers. No More Heroes 3 launch game on Wii U.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You're the only one, Carl.
What about a Killer 7 2? Come on, man.
I mean, I would buy it. But
Beautiful Joe
I mean,
3. Let's do it.
When's that
don't
happen,
even try to pretend you wouldn't buy that game.
Can we just get sequels to all of the Capcom 5 on the Wii U?
Yeah.
Seriously, Mike, don't even pretend like you wouldn't buy Beautiful Joe 3.
Oh, I'd buy it in a heartbeat. I love Beautiful
Joe. I would too, man. They should put all three of them on one disc.
Let's go through the rest of the actually announced games, though.
Okay, let's go. Okay, so we've got, let's see. So we've got Darksiders 2, which we already kind of talked about. Batman Arkham City, which is so old by the time it's
coming out. That game is like one of my most anticipated games of the year.
Yeah.
Not on Wii U, because it'll be a year old, or at least 6 months old.
That's true.
We've got Tekken.
Great. Okay,
oh, yay. I'll be more excited about Soul Calibur 5.
Yeah. Dirt, Aliens.
I'm more excited about Tekken Cross Smash Brothers.
There you go.
don't put it past them.
Hyper Fighting Extreme Arcade Edition matching service.
It could happen. Let's see. So Dirt, Aliens.
Aliens could be pretty cool.
Yeah. And what was odd about Aliens is that... Okay, does anyone know, and this is probably a question we should have addressed earlier, that footage of all these games, was that running on Wii U, or was that placing on Xbox footage?
No,
that's Xbox footage.
Okay, that's what I assumed.
They were just showing what games are heading towards the Wii U.
Yeah.
You know, when you play a Colonial Marine, they've got that giant motion tracker attached to their gun.
That could be
boom.
Cool.
Move that right down. Move it down.
Yeah.
Take it off the screen.
Well, that's an example of something that developers could bring to the Wii U that would be apart from the other two systems.
Yeah, there will have to be a serious value add on any third-party game.
Right.
Because if it is like the identical game, like if the game is literally identical, no extra features on any system, I'm not buying it on the Wii U because I don't want to play it with that controller. It's too big.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It is very clearly not going to be as comfortable as an Xbox controller or a PlayStation.
They're going to have to release kind of a classic controllery kind of thing.
I don't think they will. I think it'll just be that, but with this. Well, every game is going to use the screen, obviously, but all things being equal, that controller is easily the worst of the three controllers for standard gameplay.
Easily, yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't play Super Meat Boy on that.
So there will have to be a major value add that makes makes using the less comfortable controller worthwhile.
Yeah.
Dude, all I'm saying is, when is the Wii U controller S-Type coming out?
Yeah.
There you go.
Because that thing puts the Xbox cheeseburger to shame. Anyway.
You could eat dinner off of that tablet.
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude. You really could. You could serve sushi on it. So, Metro Last Light, which we already mentioned. Ninja Gaiden 3, Razor's Edge. I already mentioned that one. And then we had hints from EA about Battlefield and Army of Two, which I could not care less about in either case.
Yeah.
They need to get Modern Warfare. I mean, I could give two shits about Modern Warfare, but they need to get it if they want to.
Yeah, they do. There's no reason it couldn't be on there.
Yeah, they'll get it. I mean, they'll get base. They should be getting basically everything now because the cost to port something is not that exorbitant, and you'll definitely make money off of it. So
Yeah.
You'll be able to look down at your little VMUs.
Not do it.
You'll be able to look down at the VMU and see your stats or something in multiplayer.
The VMU.
That's what I'm going to start calling it. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Sticking with WeeTad.
I'm going with Woo.
I'm going with Revolution.
Revolution, indeed. So yeah, those are basically our announced games here. So before we close up, I mean, was there anything else we wanted to go over as far as Wii U goes?
The only thing I wanted to mention, and this was just an overall press conference thing, is that I thought it was really odd that there was not one demo on stage of an actual game at this conference.
That was weird.
That's true.
That is all these press conferences are.
Reggie didn't throw down with anybody.
That is all these press conferences ever are, including Nintendo's. All it is let's truck out a couple people and have them show us the game. All trailers.
Maybe they learned their lesson from last year.
I mean, no, I guess I guess it almost sort of makes sense because you can't really do an on-stage demo of a 3DS game because you can't see the 3D. They can't do any on-stage demos of Wii U yet because it's just too early. But there wasn't even an on-stage demo of Skyward Sword. That was the only
I'm not surprised really... about that. It went poorly last year.
Yeah, I guess they were probably worried about it.
Also, dude, I mean, keep in mind, almost every single one of these consoles uses wireless. And in a conference room that size with all the other wireless...
Well, you saw the Xbox conference, like 2 seconds into the very first game footage, Reconnect controller popped up.
Yeah.
But they didn't have another hitch for the rest of it. There was no Kudo seizure foot like there was last year. So.
How about that big no shocker at the end of the Microsoft conference with Halo 4? Yeah. I was like, oh, wow, really? Oh, wow, huh?
Can I just say, and I mean, I usually don't have anything against these developer types, but that Kudo guy is a fucking douchebag walking up on stage wearing his goddamn sunglasses inside. Fuck you, dude.
Oh, wait, are you talking about, what's his name, Itagaki?
No, Kudo. He works for Kudo. I can't remember. I can't pronounce his last
name. Oh, the, yeah.
He's American, but
about.
He has a Japanese
his,
name.
Apparently, his future's so bright, he's got to wear those.
Apparently, he's a doctor, because at one point, I think his last name, like, Tsunoda or something like that.
Yeah.
At one point, someone on the Microsoft stage referred to him as Dr. Tsunoda, and I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm not surprised that he has a doctorate, because he's a he's a big game developer. Like, he's high enough up in the chain where you'd need a master's degree or a PhD or something. But nobody that douchey should be called doctor ever.
Maybe he has an honorary PhD.
That's possible.
I'm sure he's a totally normal guy, but take off your fucking sunglasses, dude.
Yeah, that always bothered me, too. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, though. He was actually the Fight Night guy.
Huh. Really?
That's where he comes from. That's where he got his notoriety from.
Huh.
Well, now he's got his notoriety for, ever see the bottom of an avatar's foot? Bam, there it is. But then it didn't work. It just freaking spazzed out.
In any case, you know, for me, as far as Wii U goes, I think it's a step in the right direction from the Wii.
The GameCube is.
It'll be very interesting to see how our opinions compare now to the people who are actually going to play it, because I feel like there's going to be a big disparity between the home team opinions. Because we all basically kind of think it looks stillborn, and the E3 team, who they're all going to play it, and they're probably going to say, oh no, there's a lot of promise here, I think this might be good, but we all, until you get your hands on it, which is very the same case with the Wii, everyone's going to think it's retarded. I predict that I will change my opinion when I play it, but right now, I think it is a failure waiting to happen.
I predict that James and Johnny will be cautiously optimistic, and Neil will come all over it.
Yeah.
That is not that's probably not too far off. Now, for me, here's the thing. I think it's a step in the right direction, and I think it's definitely going to do well in that, you know, there is still enough lifespan left in the PS3 and Xbox that this won't be too far behind. Like, the, you know, there shouldn't be, like, more than...
There shouldn't be any technological disparity at all between the Xbox, PS3, and Wii U.
No. Exactly. So,
if anything, the Wii U should be ahead of them.
It should be.
Incrementally.
Perhaps.
Just maybe, given time. Given the very passage of time, their technology should be better.
Right. With, you know, having said that, the name of this console should have been Wii Compromise.
Well, there was a rumor Game Informer or something, like from like 3 days ago, that said we have it on pretty reliable information that they're just going to call it Nintendo.
The Nintendo.
And I thought that would have been the best name for it.
I think something like
because
Nintendo Entertainment System would have been pretty cool.
It keeps the mind share of the brand name, because everyone knows Wii is Nintendo, but it excises that portion that says this game system is not for you, which is Wii.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I suppose.
They should paint it like the old NES systems.
Yeah.
If they called it the Nintendo, it would have been, no, everyone would have just been like, oh, okay. But with the Wii U, what's everyone talking about tonight? Wii U.
Yeah, but we would have been talking about it no matter what it was called, Carl.
Yeah.
The whole industry would have been talking about it no matter what it was called.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. When the front page of, like, CNN and the front page of MSNBC is Wii U, everyone who sees it, like, casual or not, you know, is going to be like, what the fuck? And then click on that. As someone who works in copywriting, the Wii U is brilliant.
And then they'll take it on the Today Show with Wii Fit 2 plus.
Yeah. It's definitely got a lot of, the name has a lot of mind share. I just think it has, for every bit of positive mind share it has with one audience, it has
negative
that much
mind
more
share,
negative
yeah.
mind share with the other audience.
Of course, but I mean, the fact is the Wii sounded really, really stupid.
It still does.
Yeah,
it still does.
I'm over
it
that.
Ultimately, it doesn't really matter.
The name Wii didn't matter at first because it had no mind share at all. Now it has all this built up mind share and brand identity. That there's no way they're getting rid of that brand identity. They can't just remove it. It's going to be there no matter whether they want it or not.
It's like calling something the Nintendo something, Nintendo Entertainment System, Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64. They're going to stick with Wii for a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, what about you, Zach? What are your closing thoughts on the Wii U?
I kind of wish I was there. I am worried about the price. I'm worried about exactly how reliable the hardware is going to be. They're making a lot of promises about how you play the games. But I guess what I'm most worried about is how progressive they're going to be with the online structure.
Yeah.
And I'm really, you know, more than the Wii U, because it's just such a new concept, and obviously it's in the prototype stages. I'm more worried about my 3DS. I want some damn 3DS games, and I'm going to get them, but they're not really the games that I was hoping for.
Well, like there is with every Nintendo press conference, they almost only ever show their own games.
Sure.
So I'm sure there's a lot more 3DS games on the floor.
That's true.
All been announced, but with the deluge of information, there's no way you could sift through it and figure out exactly how many 3DS games were announced this past
year. Sure. Well, over the next few days, I hope to be pleasantly surprised.
Me too.
But all I'm saying is
I have a 3DS. I haven't been using it much. I'd like to use it. I'm going to use it a lot for Mario Kart, and I'm going to use it a lot for Kid Icarus. I'll tell you one thing. I'm buying a PlayStation Vita.
Dude, I might too. $250? Holy shit.
Yeah, I was not on board with that system at all, because I think, and I wish we had time to get into this further, but I think the whole idea of trying to take the console experience and just putting it on a small screen so you can put it in your pocket, I think that idea is flawed at the top. I think it's a major reason why the PlayStation Portable failed. But another
major reason
the PlayStation Portable
price point was a big price point. It was a big barrier to entry.
Yeah. There is no barrier to entry with this, basically, because it's the same price as its competing system.
And it's got
an Uncharted game.
Yeah.
It looks really sweet.
I don't know.
I doubt it'll launch with Uncharted. I don't know.
Well, they've been showing it for a while now, and the system comes out this year. Uncharted could be ready.
Does it come out this year?
The only thing that made me worried about it is that the Uncharted game isn't being made by Naughty Dog.
Just like the God of War games.
I may get it. Yeah. In any case, Vita looks cool.
I'll wait for the PlayStation Vita version 3000.
There you go.
Fair enough. Because
you know it's going to take them a couple iterations to get it right.
Exactly.
I'll wait for the PlayStation Vita Go.
I'm gonna cater to the hardcore Nintendo fanboy for a minute and bash a little bit on the Vita, and then close up with a positive note for Nintendo. I'm gonna placate you guys who are gonna be pissed off at our other anti-Nintendo opinions. The Vita might have the worst console OS that I've ever seen.
Oh, those bubbles? Really? What the fuck, man?
Yeah, they literally, from a UI standpoint, it could not get much worse than that.
Yeah. It looks like they tried to replicate an iOS kind of thing. Like, iOS is a grid of squares, and this is like an almost grid of circles.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
It looks like a cell phone OS made by Verizon.
Yeah, it does. Or it looks like a cell phone OS made by Nokia.
Yes,
like it looks like an early 2000s Symbian implementation or something.
For the life of me, I don't know why they didn't just put Android on it, but that's just me.
Yeah,
they got to do their own thing.
Like, yeah, I mean that's fine. Whatever.
Listen, you can't get Android on your PlayStation, but you can get PlayStation on your Android.
Indeed, you can. But in any case, and the one positive thing I will say about Nintendo is that I expected this E3 to be on par. From a console announcement standpoint, to be on par with E3 2005. And from a new console standpoint, this blows E3 05 out of the water. We saw so much more of the Wii U than we did of the Wii in 2005.
Yeah. We didn't even see the controller back in 05, right?
Exactly. We didn't see the controller. We saw an empty box.
Space World.
Yeah.
We saw an empty box. There was TGS when we saw the controller, but... we saw an empty box and we saw some pre-rendered footage of Metroid Prime 3.
We were told it was three times as powerful as a GameCube and it would have a virtual console.
That's right. Yeah. Right.
No, it is about three times as powerful as a GameCube. When you look at the Xbox to the Xbox 360, that was like a couple dozen times more powerful.
No, you've seen the actual specs, dude. It's not. It's like 1.5.
It's two GameCubes duct taped together.
It's a GameCube and then half of another GameCube duct taped together. In any case.
Or two three quarters GameCubes duct taped together.
in any case, so from that perspective, I think we got a really good showing of what the Wii U has to offer. We don't know when it's coming out. We know it's 2012 sometime. We don't know if it's going to be spring 2012.
You think it'll be closer to April or closer to December?
Anyone want to venture a guess? I mean,
For me personally, I've always held to the holiday 2012.
Yep, November, baby.
But then 3DS. But they guess maybe they learned their lesson on 3DS. They sold well initially, but then it dropped off immediately. Holiday release.
They launched it too soon. They launched it with only half of it there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, they should have just launched it at E3. Like, it didn't make any sense to get it that March. There was no competition.
Yeah.
Just sell it right there at the convention center.
Yeah.
Pull a freaking Sega Saturn and be like, and the 3DS goes on sale
tomorrow.
Now.
Yesterday. I already have one.
Dude, pull an Apple and be like, and it ships, and then a day pops up on the screen.
That's true. Awesome. Apple can do that and get away with it, but no video game manufacturer can. I guess because Apple runs their own retail.
Exactly. But I think from that standpoint, we saw a really nice showing. And if we have one more E3 ahead of us before the Wii U comes out,
I'm sure we will.
I think that the E3 showing for Wii U was absolutely fantastic, because we saw a really nice showing of what is really happening on Wii U.
If it comes out before E3, that means the big reveal will have to be at like TGS or something.
They're going to have E3 to reveal everything.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a good showing this year at TGS, which is in September, I believe. And then, you know, we've got GDC in March. Yeah. I mean, I would guess
the system will be out in September of next year.
September?
That is when the N64 came out. In September, at the end of
that's
September.
That's quite a benchmark.
So well for them. Yeah, I would say October, probably November.
Yeah, November for me.
I would guess. They've done November for the past two, but I think they want to get this thing out a little earlier to beat the holiday rush a bit, so I think they're going to hit September.
I'll be sitting outside Fred Meyer at -20 again.
I'll buy it. You know, I'm always in for a Nintendo console, because even if the third-party support sucks again, I'm fine, honestly, with paying my every 5 years dishing out $250 to $350 on my Nintendo console
to buy like a dozen games over the course of 6 years.
I've accepted that reality, but at least I know there will be, over the console's lifespan, a dozen or so games that I really, really like. So I'm okay with
that. You'll also be able to buy ports of games that have been out for a year.
Yeah. Well, I don't do that anymore. I've given up that life. You know, I'm over that. But you know, like I said, you know, the Wii, ultimately, it did what I wanted it to do, which is it gave me my my Mario Galaxies. It gave me the occasional, like, Breath of Fresh Air game. It was nice. It was a nice console. It was a nice companion to my Xbox 360. It was nice. It was nice.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was the big deal. Everyone, when the Xbox came out, everyone was like, well, I'm getting Wii 60, because then I'll have all the Nintendo games, and then all the third-party games I'll get on the Xbox.
Right.
Exactly. And so if it's the same scenario then I'm satisfied. If it happens to blow everything away and be a third-party juggernaut, not going to happen, then I welcome the surprise. Then that's sort of my outlook on it right now. I don't think we're ever going to be in the scenario again where Nintendo or everyone is looking at Nintendo as the
market leader.
Well, they are the market. Well, they are sort of the market leader, but
they're not the mindshare leader in the hardcore gamer.
But the gamers don't reap the benefits of that. That's the point.
We will, like I said, we'll never have another Super Nintendo.
Yeah,
possibly not. Yeah,
they should just re-release the Super Nintendo. I'd buy it.
I'll tell you one thing, man. They really need to start getting Super Nintendo games on that 3DS eShop.
Yeah,
like, with a quickness. Like,
yeah, that'd be nice.
Seriously. In any case, but that, like, folks, I think we're running a little late here, and we want to actually get this up tonight. So if that's gonna happen, we gotta cut off the show.
If we get it up within the next 30 minutes, if someone downloads it right away, they will be able to finish it before midnight on the East Coast.
Yes, exactly. We're recording. It's about to be 10 o'clock p.m. here on the East Coast. So let's cut it off, gentlemen. And Zach, good having you here. Our resident.
Thanks for having me, man. I can finish the game.
And Mike, who'd ever thought that you and I would be on another Nintendo podcast?
I know, I'm excited. Well, I don't know. We did the live ones.
We did the live ones. That's true.
I haven't done one of these proper in a long time, and it feels good.
Yeah. But, all right, gentlemen. Well, stay tuned to Nintendo World Report.com for all of your E3 updates. The crew's doing an amazing job of getting all that content up.
Check the site a lot. I mean, I was reading it at work today, and I would read something, and then I would refresh, and three more articles would be posted. So
yeah. I say this every year, and I really do mean this. NintendoReport.com is the hardest working site at E3.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not a humble person, but I'm especially not humble when it comes to how much ass we kick at E3
every year.
Every year, and we don't even have a fucking we don't have the money to buy a booth and sit in there 6 hours before the show floor opens and play everything.
Yeah, like, they don't. You know, NWR does not have the IGN war room.
Yeah, we do it old school. We've always done it better than any fan site as far as I've ever known. I mean, all I ever do is see them dicking around taking pictures with booth babes while I've got a list of 30 games I need to play today.
Yeah, the team out there is kicking ass, and they're actually going to probably have podcasts from the E3 show floor. So yeah.
Maybe tonight.
Those. Yeah, maybe tonight even. Who knows? Maybe after you listen to this, it'll already be ready and on the feed, so look for it. Yeah, I don't know if we're going to end up doing another one. We probably won't end up doing another one of these homecasts, just because...
I doubt it.
Unless there is some wild announcement at these developer roundtables, then I don't foresee it happening.
Yeah, all the news is out there now.
Yeah. But in any
we're
case,
like Mission Control, like at when the space shuttle takes off, everything's in Florida for Mission Control. But once the ship gets up there, they move it over to Houston.
Exactly.
Oh yeah.
So thank you for taking the time to listen to our ramblings and rantings. Hopefully, we didn't say anything that offended you too much. You'll hear Zach on the next newscast, and you can actually hear Mike and myself. I'm throwing a little plug. Sorry, guys. Little plug. On the
Crosstalk.com
family of podcasts. You can hear Mike actually this Friday.
This Friday. Listen to my show, Hardcore Nerdography. It's, I don't know. I hope it's funny.
I wouldn't even know how to describe it. So
we don't even know how to describe it right now. We don't even know what we're going to record for this week yet.
My favorite Crosstalk podcast is on hiatus, Carl. What's going on?
Which podcast is that?
Crosstalk Comics, baby.
Hey, check out the front page, dude. There's a new one today.
Sweet.
And it is all about Spider-Man 2099.
Awesome.
It happens to guest star one Jonathan Metz.
Oh, sweet. I have number one. I have Spider-Man 2099 number one. I'm looking at it right now.
We reread the series and we talked about it for an hour, so you can look forward to that. Also coming out soon, we're gonna have new episodes of Discover Music Project from Jonathan Metz, as well as a new episode of Box Office Poison, the podcast that's all about movies and movie things. We're gonna be talking about X-Men First Class, Super 8, Tree of Life, a bunch of new flicks. So
Pirates.
If you need Pirates, yeah, if you need some post E3 like warm down, like cool down, like a bustle that's not about video games, go to Crosstalk. We got tons of podcasts, so check it out.
crosstawk.com.
All right, guys, that's it for the plugs. Sorry. So we're gonna be reading your comment in that talkback thread. Do it. All right, guys, for Zach, Mike, and myself, we will see you next time.
Bye-bye. Peace.
Adios. Cause I